hostages. During the ensuing war, Israel has killed more than 34,000 Palestinians in the Gaza Strip, according to the local health ministry, which doesn't distinguish between combatants and non-combatants, but says at least two-thirds of the dead are children and women. Okay? And again, this is from... Where is it from? The Express. Lockhaven.com. Okay? It began with defiance at Columbia. Nick Perry, Karen Matthews, Associated Press. It's 2 o'clock. You're tuned to WUSB. We're at our regular time now. Let's hear a bit of music.
In battle, they and other protesters marched. Thank you.
There we go. Yeah, okay. And that was two from, let's see, it's called, it's a tribute to Cannonball Adderley. The first was Part of This Here by Bobby Timmons. And the second, as you may have recognized, was the theme from Fiddler on the Roof. RNH Music, Jerry Bach, it doesn't give... It's played by different... It doesn't give the artist's name, so I'm sorry. Oh, Jerry Bach... No, those are the writers. B&H Music, Jerry Bach. Anyway, I played that because I have a couple of things here. I talked about the Seder plate thing. This is from The Guardian. Not like other Passovers. Again, if you've ever been to a Seder, you know that one of the things they ask, why is this night not like other nights? And, you know, a series of questions that are ritual questions that are supposed to be asked. Not like other Passovers. Hundreds of Jewish demonstrators arrested after New York protest Seder. And this is by Nina Lakhani. Hundreds of Jewish anti-war demonstrators have been arrested during a Passover Seder that doubled in a protest in New York as they shut down a major thoroughfare. And this is dated yesterday. Shut down a major thoroughfare to pray for a ceasefire and urge the Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer to end U.S. military aid to Israel. The 300 or so arrests took place on Tuesday night on the doorstep of Schumer's Brooklyn residence, where thousands of mostly Jewish New Yorkers gathered for the Seder, a ritual that marked the second night of the holiday celebrated as a festival of freedom by Jews worldwide. The Seder came just before the U.S. Senate resoundingly passed. Okay, did our supposed representatives do this? You know, maybe it's time to not vote them back into office. Vote him out. Got to play Willie Nelson. The Seder came just before U.S. Senate resoundingly passed a military package that includes $26 billion for Israel. That'll buy more bombs to kill more kids. Related, U.N. Rights Chief horrified by reports of mass graves at two Gaza hospitals. The protesters called on Schumer, who is among a minority of Democrats, to recently criticize the Israeli prime minister. Why are they a minority? Benjamin Netanyahu, to stop arming Israel's military, which relies heavily on U.S. weapons, jet fuel, and other military equipment. Quote, we as American Jews will not be used. We will not be complicit. We will not be silent. Judaism is a beautiful thousands-year-old tradition, and Israel is a 76-year-old colonial apartheid state. Close quote. Morgan Basichis, an organizer with Jewish Voice for Peace, told the crowd. Okay. This is the Passover that we take to our exodus from Zionism, not in our name, let Gaza live. The mass arrest came after the Seder rituals. Speakers included journalist and author Naomi Klein, Palestinian activist Linda Sarsour, and several Jewish students suspended from Columbia University and Barnard College over the protests that have rocked U.S. campuses in recent days. Let's see if I can get a little sound on here. Is it muted? Got to unmute it.
Rabbi Matthew Gewirtz, and co-founder and CEO of All In Together, Lauren Leader, Elise Jordan, and Reverend Al Sharpton are back with us as well. Good to have you all on board.
So, Rabbi, the start of Passover is upon us, and yet this obviously what we just heard about what's going on at Columbia, what's going on at other college campuses across the country, it's a heavy cloud. Hanging over not just Jewish students at Columbia, but Jewish students everywhere. And I hear it firsthand. And it's not just Columbia. It's at colleges, especially so-called elite colleges across the country. Rabbi?
Yeah, Joe, I would say that those of us who have students in college, and two of us here do, our students are on the front lines these days. My friends in Israel say that they are as much on the front lines as folks are over there. You know, Passover is the Jewish spring holiday of redemption. It's centered around the home. We sit around a table called a Passover Seder, and through rituals, we retell the story of redemption, of God hearing the calls of our ancestors crying out in misery over 400 years, tapping Moses and Aaron and Miriam to go and help the process of redemption. But they face off with the Pharaoh, who is maniacal and narcissistic and egotistical, so much so that he allows his own people to suffer instead of doing the right thing and freeing the Israelite slaves. Finally, of course, the issue is pushed. The Israelites are allowed to escape. They come to the most famous scene in the Bible, the Sea of Reeds, which is raging, but of course is split through Moses' staff, and the process of redemption has begun. But I will tell you that this year, this is probably the toughest time I've ever had in my life trying to mark this celebration. Reading the Passover story is oh too real. After all, we have well over 130 hostages in torture and slavery in Gaza by modern day pharaohs, a modern day pharaoh called Hamas, who, as you said, comes in on October 7th and rapes and pillages and kills.
I don't suppose Netanyahu qualifies as a modern day pharaoh, or the Palestinians qualify as, you know, people needing to be freed. But there you go. That was from MSNBC. Rabbi Miriam Grossman, you know, there are different rabbis with different spiels. Rabbi Miriam Grossman from Brooklyn led a prayer before the first cup of ritual wine. We pray for everyone besieged. I wonder if they got them for open containers. For everyone facing starvation and mass bombardment. This Passover is not like other Passovers, said Klein. So many are not with their families, but this movement is our family, she added, in reference to political disagreements that may have divided Jewish families since the start of the war. Klein spoke after eating the bitter herbs that represent the bitterness of slavery at the Seder. Our Judaism cannot be contained by an ethno-state, for our Judaism is internationalist by its very nature. Our Judaism cannot be protected by the rampaging military of that ethno-state, for all that military does is sow sorrow and reap hatred, including hatred against us as Jews. Jewish communities have often used Passover. You know, I'm sure the real anti-Semites are out there going, look, see, that's what the Jews are all about. They're not nice people. They're all about this killing. Jewish communities have used Passover to protest against global justice. Today's protest, organizers said, was inspired by the 1969 Freedom Seder, and I have an article about that, organized by Arthur Waskow on the anniversary of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s death. The original Freedom Seder sought to connect the Jewish Exodus story with the struggle for civil rights in the U.S. and against the war in Vietnam. One protester, a 31-year-old Jewish woman, who asked not to be named for security reasons, said, oops, where is it here? And it's her security that she doesn't want people harassing her. Passover is about liberation. In our family, Palestinians have always been part of our celebration and mourning. The call for liberation is more important now than ever. As Americans, the billions of our tax dollars in the Israeli military bill is outrageous and horrifying. Jewish groups have staged a number of high-profile anti-war actions in the U.S. since 7th October, shutting down sites from the Capitol to the Statue of Liberty. Jewish activists held another Seder on Monday, the first night of Passover, at Columbia's protest encampment. Since Israel invaded, at least 34,000 Palestinians have been killed in Gaza, including 13,000 children, according to Hamas-run authorities in the Strip. Okay, the figures do not differentiate between civilians and Hamas fighters. Israel's military claims it has killed more than 13,000 militants, and, you know, 20,000, that makes 22,000 non-militants. The 7th October 2023 attack by Hamas killed about 1,200 people in southern Israel. Tuesday marked 200 days since the war began. Okay. And we have here Fox News. Columbia professor barred from campus after holding a pro-Jewish rally. Okay. If they're barring people for holding pro-Palestinian rallies, then it's only fair they bar people for holding pro-Jewish rallies. Is it pro-Jewish or pro, you know, Israel government rally? I hate to put on Fox News. We'll hear a little of it because we're morbid.
You become a terrorist. And those students, by pushing the ideology, are becoming terrorists.
Our next guest is a Jewish professor at Columbia Business School. He's been barred from campus after leading a pro-Jewish counter-demonstration. He joins us now, Shai Davidai. Thank you so much for being here. The Columbia president said this, that I want to be clear that we will not tolerate intimidating, harassing, or discriminatory behavior. We are working to identify protesters who violated our policies against discrimination and harassment, and they will be put through appropriate disciplinary processes. Does she understand the gravity of what's happening there, like how serious it is? And she also said in CB's report saying that they're continuing to negotiate with these protesters. Now, you teach negotiation. Who's winning in this negotiation at this point?
I'll tell you who's losing. So first of all, thank you for bringing me in. There's only one people that are losing, and it's the Jewish people, the Jewish students. I spent last night speaking with Jewish students. They are scared. They are fleeing campus. They're not leaving campus. They're fleeing campus. I have been speaking about this support.
Do you speak with Jewish Voice for Peace? Do you speak with the people having these protest seders? Maybe they're afraid, but they're afraid again for different reasons. Let's see. What else I had here? Facebook, mail, 6 days, stop arming Israel. Yeah, this is the other story. Stop arming Israel. This is from Reuters, story by Aurora Ellis, 20 hours ago. Passover protest in Brooklyn harkens back to 1969 Freedom Seder. New York gathered around a banner emblazoned with the word Stop Arming Israel. Thousands of protesters joined with Jewish-led peace groups in Brooklyn, New York, on Tuesday evening to attend a Passover protest that recalls the Freedom Seder held in the tumultuous year of 1969. Organizers said they drew inspiration for Tuesday's demonstration from ties forged between Jewish organizers and African-American civil rights activists to create a multiracial interfaith Freedom Seder on the first anniversary of Martin Luther King's 1968 assassination as the Vietnam War raged. The Seder is a Passover celebration and ceremony that commemorates the story of Exodus, Moses leading enslaved Jews out of Egypt. The event was organized by the left-leaning Jewish Voices for Peace and the If Not Now movement, If Not Now When, who said they saw the Seder protests as part of Jewish tradition that they traced back to Rabbi Arthur Waskow, who held the first Freedom Seder. Passover is our story of liberation, and we are commanded to tell it every year, said Jewish Voice for Peace Executive Director Stephanie Fox, who flew in from Seattle to make the event at Grand Army Plaza. We take our prayer and our ritual and our communal heart to the streets. Okay? And let's see, there's some footage here from outside Schumer's house. Let's see if we can get that.
To happen at NYU. I want Jews to feel safe. And this protest specifically chose this day to protest because it's the day of Passover. They knew not a lot of Jewish students would be here, so they knew that they could just do this and they would be the majority. But there are still a few of us around and we want our voices to be heard and we want people to know there's a Jewish presence here.
Again, a Jewish voice for peace, I'm sure, is already there. If they're not at this other, you know, this other thing, this is not the thing I wanted to put on. They switched. It's the old bait and switch. They switched me to Fox News. Okay. Well, no. But anyway, the holiday, Fox said, this is Stephanie Fox, urges us to think about what are the issues of freedom in our day. And there is none more salient than what's happening to Palestinians right now. Protesters at the event were urging Senator Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the highest-ranking Jewish member of Congress, not to back military aid to Israel. So much for that. The event saw young activists encouraged by elders, some of whom sat on lawn chairs with canes. It also featured Syrian and Moroccan Jewish speakers who reflected on memories of sharing traditions with their Muslim neighbors during Seder's past. Prominent author Naomi Klein addressed the crowd, speaking in support of the latest wave of U.S. university protests, calling for an end to Israel's assault on Gaza that has killed over 30,000, saying it amounts to genocide, a charge Israel denies. Hundreds of protesters say demonstrators, often ignore reports of anti-Semitism that have skyrocketed since the October 7th Hamas attacks on Israel that killed 1,200 people and took over 200 hostages, sparking Israel's massive retaliation. Rosalind Pachesky, 81, a distinguished professor emeritus of political science at CUNY and MacArthur genius, who was arrested last year during a protest at the White House, said she does not deny that there were Jewish students who face anti-Semitic remarks. She added that it was important for Jewish students and individuals who speak up for Palestinian safety to be heard. Progressive Jewish students are very aware, and they have learned about the indivisibility of justice, said Pachesky. We all know these struggles are linked. Okay. Here's something from CNN. Now, again, this is Hamas saying it, so take it with the same grain of salt as if the Israeli government were saying it. Hamas officials say group willing to disarm if Palestinian state is established. This is from CNN. This is from an hour ago. Some Hamas officials are signaling that the militant group could give up armed struggle against Israel if the Palestinians get an independent state in territories captured by Israel in the 1967 war. That's Gaza, the West Bank, the Golan Heights, and East Jerusalem. The messaging suggests a softening of Hamas's position as its fate hangs in the balance with Israel's pummeling of the Gaza Strip, which Hamas ruled before the war. The Palestinian militant group has long called for the Jewish state to be destroyed. Bassem Naim, an Istanbul-based member of Hamas's political bureau, told CNN on Thursday that the group would agree to disarm if an independent Palestinian state was established. If an independent state with its capital in Jerusalem, while preserving the right of return for refugees, is created, Al-Qassam could be integrated into a future National Army, he said, referring to the group's armed wing. Like the IRA, they have an armed wing and a not armed wing. And a political wing. Hamas has traditionally rejected a two-state solution that would see a Palestinian state established alongside Israel, and has instead advocated the creation of a Palestinian state in all of historic Palestine that today encompasses Israel, the occupied West Bank, occupied East Jerusalem, and Gaza. Mustafa Barghouti, president of the Palestinian National Initiative, said he wasn't aware of Hamas's offering to lay down its arms before, but said it would be a significant move if true. All right? And again, there are always going to be those who won't want to do that. Some people can't bear the thought of not having weapons. Offer criticized as PR stunt. Ephraim Inbar, president of the Jerusalem Institute for Strategy and Security, said the demand for Palestinian refugees return to their ancestral homes in what is today Israel would be a non-starter, as it would amount to the destruction of the state of Israel. So when they say the destruction of the state of Israel, where Jews form a majority, what they're saying is Jews would not be a majority, and that would be destruction. Okay? Their state of Israel is one where Jews are the majority. And if it were anything else, it's a destruction. He characterized Hamas's offer as a public relations stunt aimed at Western nations who, you know, shouldn't consider, you know, ethnicity. They see that there's a lot of support in the Western world for the Palestinians, and they try to show that they're the good guys and Israel are the bad guys. Well, Israel's doing a good job of showing that right now. And Israel will say no, he said. The United States and European states may use this to ask Israel to give them a chance, he said, but Israel is likely to take the gesture with a grain of salt. The Netanyahu government, of course, has vowed to eliminate Hamas after it led an attack on Israel on October 7th, killing 1,200 people and kidnapping another 250. On Wednesday, senior Hamas official Khalil al-Haya told the Associated Press in Istanbul that the group would accept, quote, a fully sovereign Palestinian state in the West Bank and Gaza Strip, and the return of Palestinian refugees in accordance with the international resolutions. Now, he's not saying about moving into Israel, but, you know, Israel captured the West Bank, East Jerusalem, and the Gaza War in 1967. Those territories are considered under international law and by most of the international community as occupied, and they are where the Palestinians want to establish a future state. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has long opposed such a prospect, arguing that it would endanger his country's security. Haya also told AP that Hamas would join the Palestinian Liberation Organization to form a unified government for Gaza and the West Bank. Hamas refrained from joining the PLO, an umbrella group of Palestinian factions that signed peace agreements with it in the late